I really believe that on paper, this is the best team that the Reds have had in probably 10 to 15 years. I mean, you go into a season and you look at the position by position, you look at your rotation, you look at your bullpen, and how it stacks up with other teams, not only in your division, but other teams in the league. And I sincerely believe, and I will be very disappointed, if when all is said and done, this isn't one of the top two or three teams in the National League. And I sincerely believe it's not only a contending team to win the division, I think it's a legitimate contending team to get to a World Series. I think they have a chance to be that good.
I think one of the keys is the health of Scott Rowland. Mm-hmm.
Well, the numbers don't lie. You know, oftentimes we get overwhelmed with numbers and stats and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is since he came here, when Scott Rowland's in a lineup, they win about 57% of the time. And that's quite a winning percentage. You're going to win a divisional championship, you win at a 57% clip. When he's not in the lineup, that number drops way down below 430 from a winning percentage.
The Reds have what the fans perceive, I think, as two really outstanding young players, Zach Cozart and Devin Mesoraco, the catcher.
They've got to more than hold their own at that position, those two positions. And some of the other guys are the guys that I think now, you know, if you're going to be a champion, you've got to have certain guys, and the two I look at in particular are Bruce and Stubbs. Now, you look numbers-wise at Bruce last year, it looks like a pretty nice year. But I think everybody that watched the Reds play regularly would concede that he left a lot of guys sitting on base that this year he's got to drive in. Stubbs led the league in striking out. He's got unbelievable talent. He might be the single most talented player in terms of skills that the Reds have on this team. But now, his third full year in the big leagues, it's time to make that next big step.
I think the fans expect the pitching staff to be outstanding, considering what the Reds went out and got, particularly for the bullpen, over the offseason.
Well, I think the bullpen has a chance. I mentioned earlier, Steve, you know, their team, I think, is one of the top two or three teams potentially in the league. The bullpen, in my opinion, potentially will be the best in the league. I mean, they just keep coming at you with guys that are so good and so proven. And then another part of that group that they're getting better and better, and their careers are – everybody in that bullpen, their career should be on the rise rather than in the decline. The rotation, you know, look, you and I can sit here and talk from now until next week. What's going to happen after Cueto and Latos? I think those are two guys you look at and you say, boy, you like starting there. And I'm a guy who's a big believer in Leake. I just think Leake's going to be a guy that's going to win 15, 16, 17 games. Good Lord willing, he's healthy for a long, long time. He knows how to pitch, and he's a winner. Now, Arroyo's got to come back. What's going to happen with Bailey? And really the wild card in the whole thing is obviously Aroldis Chapman. If he becomes the pitcher that everybody thinks he's capable of becoming, now all of a sudden you're talking about potentially a sensational rotation rather than maybe a very good rotation.
Tom Brenneman says he really enjoys working with his dad, Marty, on Reds radio broadcasts. He calls his dad the best play-by-play announcer in baseball. Tom Brenneman also confides that on the air, he gets away with saying things to his dad that other Reds broadcasters wouldn't dare to utter. I'm Steve Hirschberg.